favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Paradise Lakes revised buffer on Route 9.
I'm learning some things, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, you are.
This is a request to amend the buffer width requirements. When this subdivision received preliminary approval, it would approve with the condition that there shall be a 60-foot forested buffer from all of the adjacent property boundaries and the tax ditch that exists on the property. A 60-foot buffer was shown on a preliminary plan. The engineers are requesting that the buffer be reduced to 30 feet as required by the cluster ordinance. Attached to the comments Shane provided is a copy of the engineer's letter and a copy of a revised buffer plan.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
we went back and looked, and that was originally proposed, the 60
by them.
Feet by them.
Right. And it was, as I recall, I think it was proposed by them as a means of addressing some of the concerns of the neighbors that were adjoining it.
Yeah, I don't recall, but there was, because Lawrence and I looked at it, and there was a site plan that was submitted before the public hearing. It looked like it got some plus comments on it that talked about that increased buffer. That wasn't something that was put on it by the commission, so that's where it stands. I mean, it was a condition put on by the commission, but it wasn't proposed by the commission, I guess.
Right, proffered by the developer and accepted by the commission.
I guess you could say it was on the site plan. I mean, it wasn't even at the public hearing. It was dealt with on the filed site plan that was concerning this, that was considered at the public hearing.
Well, my inclination would be at this point would be for if the commission is agreeable for me to go back and review the record, listen to the tapes, and clarify the issue concerning.
It concerns me that if it was proffered at a public hearing in order to accommodate or appease the neighbors, for us to change it now without at least investigating it, I think would not be wise. So I would agree with you. I think a deferral and some research might be in order.
And one thing I'd maybe suggest, since it looks like there might be a representative of the engineering firm here, there was some reference in the letter to the conservation district's opinion, because part of this is dealing with a tax ditch. Maybe if the engineer could get us some more information on SCD's role in the tax ditch easement.
Well, if there happens to be one here, yeah.
I'd be amenable to hearing it.
Somebody, yeah. One of you guys wave or show some sign. There we go. Okay.
All right. Let me try to.
Need your name.
It's Jessica Nichols. I'm a professional engineer with Meridian Architects and Engineers. I'm going to try to remember from 3 years ago. I'm not sure about the public comment. I think it was generated that. And I actually thought it was originally a 50-foot buffer, with the exception of the line that was along the tax ditch, which you may be able to.
There's.
I've seen so many versions of the preliminary, and if you have the actual.
Well, we have one, but then there's like plus comments that talk about it being 60, and
right,
some
and then
that show 50.
I found the report that we submitted and with the. When we presented it in 05, and it always referred to a 50-foot buffer.
Yeah.
And in actuality, we have not changed the locations of the lots from what we proposed originally. We still are proposing a 50-foot buffer everywhere with the exception of along the tax ditch right-of-way, where our rear lot lines are actually still 60 feet from the property line. However, there is a tax ditch right-of-way, which is currently wooded and is within that 60 feet, and they maybe will not clear those trees, but we can't guarantee that those trees won't get cleared. So we can only guarantee, really, that the 30 feet from the rear lot lines of the 60 will be maintained as forested along that property line. So I guess the clarification is, do we need to... Can we reduce it to 30 feet in that section along the ditch, and it will be maintained as 50 feet everywhere else? Or, I mean, because the condition specifically says 60 feet. And if we are held to the condition, then, you know, we're going to have to make the changes.
It's part of the tax ditch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think
It just, it looked, did they overlap each other? The buffer overlapped the tax-ditch easement?
Well, originally we didn't know exactly where the easement was because we hadn't gotten that from Brooks Cahill.
Okay.
So we just made it, the rear lot lines are 60 feet from our property line.
Right.
But the tax-ditch starts to meander onto our property a bit. And he told us that we could do a 25-foot from the top of the tax-ditch, but that 20 feet is within the 60 feet. I mean, we haven't moved the lots from where they were originally proposed. It's just, I don't know what the, you know, that 60-foot forested buffer in that section, we can't guarantee. They most likely won't, but they could come through and clear those trees for maintenance purposes.
Would your 30-foot buffer be from the 25-foot tax ditch?
Yes, sir. And so it will be more.
55 feet from the top of the ditch bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still on.
Is that what you're proposing?
Right. The lot lines are 60 feet from our property line.
Do we have something that shows what the actual distance is from that?
It should be on that exhibit.
We got different dimensions or different.
Well, you all submitted one.
A couple of different drawings.
A couple of different drawings.
You looked at two different drawings.
Yeah, no, there was one that was submitted October 9th. I'm not sure if that's the most recent.
And does it say plan to accompany request for?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one showing the real right-of-way in what we're proposing. And you can see that it's still.
Up here. You can cross it down, yeah.
The threat of the clearing of the trees would be for tax ditch maintenance.
Yes.
Not the development
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. Right. And we can't do anything in there. And there's also a maintenance, which is kind of different in this tax ditch. There's a maintenance on the other side as well, which is undeveloped. So theoretically, you would think they would clear that side first. But it's not something. We didn't want to get to final and not and have an issue.
Wouldn't the tax ditch easement take precedence over subsequent site plan requirement anyway? I mean, these people could not reasonably be expected to control what happens in the tax ditch easement.
Yeah, but it's probably worth clarifying, though, so that if, you know, something happens out there where they come in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't act on it. I'm just saying that we probably.
As a practical matter, if the easement's there, the conservation district's going to say you got to take them out, you know, regardless of what the site plan said.
And I think, at least my concern was that something was going to, the lot lines were moving. If the lot lines aren't moving, I'm less concerned about it. I think the public's adequately protected because I don't think, Mike, you could talk them out of the, I mean, the tax ditch easement's going to take precedence, I would think, at some point. You'd have to work with that.
My concerns were the same as yours, whether the lot lines were changing
and
we were reducing the distance between the neighboring properties and these proposed lots.
It's just the forested part, I think, is what's giving you the heartburn.
Right, because it says 60-foot forested, and it says from the tax ditch, not from the property line.
Right.
And we have it shown from the property line.
So are we doing 50 feet or are we doing 60 feet?
Or do you just, well, we can't, do we want to change it from measured from the property line to being measured from the edge of the tax ditch?
Their letter requested that it is their hope to seek relief of the 60-foot buffer stipulation and have it reduced to the standard 30-foot wide landscape buffer, and the buffer will consist of existing native trees.
But it could be as we have it shown, because we only need the 30 feet if we're being held to 30 feet from the top of the, or from the right-of-way of the tax ditch.
I'm mainly concerned about there being no way that the lot lines can be moved. If you can give me some language that does that, I'm satisfied.
The way I understand what you just read, it sounds like from the top of the bank would be a 30-foot buffer, 25 of which would be the attached ditch right-of-way.
But then you only have 5 foot of trees.
An additional
30
feet.
No, she's saying, I think
what she's saying is different than what I think that says.
What she's saying is, you go 20, there's another sentence I didn't read.
Oh, okay.
You go 25 foot from the top of the ditch bank, which could be cleared by the district in the
exactly.
need for maintenance. You create a 30-foot buffer.
From the edge of the...
You're creating a 55-foot
buffer.
Right, but we can only guarantee that 30 feet of which will not be cleared, you know.
why not just not less than 25 feet and not less than 55 feet along the tax ditch right of way?
Of which 30 foot has to be maintained in the existing
vegetated state.
Vegetated state.
And then it will be 50 in all other places.
Because that's not changing, I think is what you're saying.
Nothing's changed.
It's just along the tax ditch is what the request
right,
is.
Right, right. But okay. It was never 60 on those other sections.
Well, your drawing showed 60.
On some,
it said 60?
Yeah, and the plus comments talked about 60. I mean, it's okay. Different throughout.
Right, because I was looking at this report, and it always says 50, and I think in the plus comments it had asked for 50.
That's a 60. Yeah, maybe I'm... There was a couple places that I saw 60.
Why not get a revised drawing that says what we want to approve?
It makes sense to submit a revised preliminary
right.
plan.
Actually,
just ask for a revised.
I think we need a drawing that shows what you want.
So what we actually will request is a revised preliminary?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Showing all the conditions of approval on the preliminary and all the requirement changes, and then show the correction you're asking for in the buffer.
Show the 60 foot, that, or say the condition of 60 foot, but then we're proposing it to be.
Show it the way you proposed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for your information, too, the plot that I'm looking at shows sections that specify 60 foot buffer, forested buffer, and then it shows 30 foot. Forested buffer. Then another area says 50 foot forested buffer.
That's the new one.
Yeah, we tried to maintain the 60, and then the taper from 60 to 30 is where it goes to where the tax ditch right away diverges
and,
onto
and
it.
And it would appear so. Some of the areas shown on this one, where you're showing a 30 foot forested buffer, it appears as though it's encroaching upon some of the lots.
And I believe there's a note there that said that we would change those lot lines to make sure that the 30 foot was maintained. And that the reason for that is that the tax ditch wasn't center lined on the property. It started to come into the property. So we thought the 60 foot would be okay. But because it came into the property when we did 20 feet from top of bank and then additional 30, it came into those lots. So those lots will have to be pushed back in those areas.
Make us a picture, please.
Okay.
So
and a request for a revised.
Hear from them again.
Just pass.
Right. But it's going to show note in the record the consensus of the commission that the applicant bring us a revised preliminary to show the corrections requested.
I think it sounds
with the appropriate notes and changes that were addressed at the preliminary approval.
Okay. Got all that?
Got all that?
As a consensus.
I'm asking the scribe if he has all that.
It's on the tape.
On the tape, okay. Because we're not going to take any action. That's council, no action. We're just going
to
pass to the next
action.
Item.
Yeah.
Okay.
Understood.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, our next item is Long Neck Shores HRRPC revised setbacks on Route 299.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 4,368 square foot car wash located on 0.71 acres. The site is zoned C1. The setbacks meet the requirements. Oh, I'm reading the wrong one.
No.
Sorry.
No. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but occasionally I read.
Let me back up. This is a request to revise the front yard setbacks from 30 feet to 20 feet for lots 152 through 197. 206 through 219 and 224 through 258. Since the project is a residential planned community, the commission has the authority to amend the setbacks and RPCs and attach to them notes again with a letter from the developer explaining the reasoning behind this request. Let me pass down a copy of it. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down a copy of the proposed site plan.
You see that letter?
The letter references it under the letterhead of DM Holdings, LLC. One of many.